Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet, he's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Yes. Radio Takeover. Welcome, welcome, welcome. United States, South Korea, Uruguay, United Kingdom, Spain, Singapore, Canada, Turkey, China, Australia, Mexico, Germany, Taiwan, Japan, France, Sweden, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Denmark. Welcome to the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated.
Get on your knees and pray. Increase the doses. Bust on whoever closest.
Millennium Music Mission.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxi.com.
Yeah, this your boy Four Eyes representing Solar Sausage. I'm the king of Chicago, and I'm chilling beyond the Thunderdome with DJ Mad Max on the Pro Flow for Show Show website, www.maxheat.com. Log on and spin the wheel, Raggedy Man.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
I ain't gonna do that.
DJ Scorpio.
Oh, you motherfuckers are so lucky to have such a pretty, blessed, bad motherfucker come in here and rap for you.
Millennium Music Mission. Yeah, we have the technology.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Not much, man. What's good?
Chilling, bruh.
That's what's up, man. So I'm recording right now, actually. So, you know, it shouldn't take us too long to get this going.
Great.
Simple.
Cool.
So you ready, man?
I'm with it.
That's what's up. I'm going to start right now. I want everybody to know I'm talking to Four Eyes, man. You originally from Chicago area?
Yes, sir. Westside 708 Smoke Park, Westside Chicago, Illinois.
That's what's up. You was born there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You're in Atlanta right now, you said.
Yes, sir. I've been down here since like 99.
Okay.
And just, you know, further in the music business with, you know, the up and popping scene down here in the ATL, Dirty Dirty.
Right. It's really, really going on down there, man. Have you been to different areas? You been out to California yet?
Oh, yeah. My homeboy, Tech from MTV Real World Hawaii.
Okay.
He jumped in the pool naked with Rufy.
Yeah, I knew exactly what you're talking about. Because he hosted that Direct Effects show for a while, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Just did.
So he seemed like a real cool dude.
Oh, hell yeah. He out there in Cali, and, you know, we had a group together. So we did some recording in the studio out there in Cali. Did a little chilling circuit tour out there in Cali. Always be out there with him, you know, just trying to get my Hollywood on, you know.
That's for sure, man. Now, I've been listening to your music, let's see, honestly, probably as long as I've been doing this show, and I found you because I was doing this show. Well, the first track that I had got from you was Ron Artest, and I don't know, most people are familiar with the fight that happened in the NBA. Who's the Pacers, and who are they fighting?
The Detroit Pistons.
Okay, so it was a Pacers-Pistons game, and everybody went buck wild. So what made you want to write that track?
Well, me and my brother, you know, we real big basketball fans growing up in Chicago,
yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Michael Jordan, rings on, they run his whole statistics down.
Okay.
But, you know, we was just trying to, you know, always come up with some ignorant music.
That's crazy.
You know,
Chorus. Give me a chorus, man. Say the chorus.
When I go to the club, I get Ron Artest. If you showing no love, I get Ron Artest. If you talking too loud, I get Ron Artest, cause I jump in the crowd and get Ron Artest.
Okay, nigga. Yeah, I don't care about my job. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, that's just off the hook, man. Now, pretty much every track I hear from you is pretty much a 10. How long you been writing?
Oh, man. Writing since about 91.
Okay, 91. Right.
Yeah, freshman year high school, I'm a throwback. I go back. I've been doing it for a minute.
Now, when you started out, were you any good, like a natural talent, or it took some time to develop your individual, which you got a real unique style, in my opinion?
Thanks, bro. I noticed that, like, I had some good catchphrases, but my flow wasn't exactly up to snuff. You know, like, I might say a good line here or there, but overall, my delivery wasn't the greatest, so I really put a patent on that, you know, with listening to different styles of delivery, you know, whether it's, you know, a Common or a Red Man or, you know, is it the Razzcaz, it don't matter. I listen to music from everywhere, but definitely had to incorporate my delivery and my flow and get my swag up to snuff so it would be, you know, equally as potent as my lyricism.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, let's see, your website, why don't you get the audience your website, your .com.
Man, the .com is 4eyes.com, the number 4eyes.com.
And you got a MySpace page, too.
Oh, yeah, everybody got that. Hell MySpace, yeah. Jump off. I'm somebody said some aliens in MySpace. Jump off. Some homeless people got MySpace.
You know me. Yeah,
so, you know, the MySpace / 4eyes SSP.
Okay, and SSP stands for what?
Solar Sausage Production.
Solar Sausage. Now, where did you get that from?
Well, that's the company that I started, you know, my label once I got down to the A and realized how important it was to have, you know, your business up and going. And it's just pretty much, you know, I'm the Sausage King of Chicago. I was working with my homeboy Soul in the studio when I first got down here, and every time we got together, we was putting the soul and the sausage together, you know.
That was the sausage. Then, what exactly is the sausage, just so I know?
Oh, well, you know, it actually turned into a metaphor. You know, I'm a real big spiritual type dude.
Okay.
It turned into actually bringing the soul that exists within everything to the forefront.
Okay.
Instead of it being, you know, shadowed by the fleshly material substance that fades away, because, you know, people get caught up with illusion real good.
Yeah,
and,
man,
you know, the flesh is gonna die. It's gonna deteriorate.
Right.
But the soul is eternal and it don't go nowhere. So that's what we really want people to understand, is the most important thing about everything, especially with the music, is bringing the soul to the forefront and making it so that stands out and is a good representative of the music, our community, our culture, just everything.
Right, right. Now, that's pretty deep for most people. The Ignorant Intelligent, how long has that been going on, the ideal of that?
That's something I developed, you know, with being down here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, coming from Chicago and the big Muslim demonstration with, you know, Louis Farrakhan and all the mosques up there, and then coming down here to, you know, damn near the strip club capital of the world. It was like, I had to, you know, I really had to put it together, and just, you know, for as intelligent as I was, I had to incorporate ignorance to my demonstration in order to fit in. You know, people don't like being educated all the time, so you got to
get that right.
You got to sneak some education past them. You know, you got to entertain them and then give them a math problem.
Yeah, for real, man. I heard that. Yeah, I'm trying to combat that same process when creating in this industry. You got an album that you're working on, or any projects that you're working on right now?
Yes, sir. I'm currently I'm retooling the 4eyes album. It's called Fantastic 4eyes.
Okay.
That's been an ongoing mission for some time, just always making it as good as it could be.
Yeah.
Once I do finally bring it out to a, you know, mainstream audience.
Yeah.
But then in between the mean between time, I'm working on mixtapes. I got one jumping off with DJ Infamous from the Affiliates.
Okay.
And, you know, my DJ Scorpio from the Super Friends, Punk Energy Drink, we always working on stuff.
Okay.
I got a DVD project called the Epidemic Television.
Yeah.
DVD. with us, some cool people up in New York.
Yeah.
People, you know, Esteban and Sin City, Cap Benito Lola. You know, some folks up there doing it real big. But I'm just, you know, trying to keep my hands into a little bit of everything so I can get where I need to be. About to jump back on the road with Luda, open up some shows. So it's going to be a big 07. Big
That's
07.
What's up. That's what's up now. How do you know Ludacris?
Oh man, that's my Ace Boone Coon. That's my home skillet. we grew up together. You know, he went to school out on the west side of Chicago with me for a little while.
Okay.
Before he moved to Atlanta, and, you know, that's when we started. You know, our group. That's when we really started rapping.
Right.
And
who's the group called? You know,
it's called the Loudmouth Hooligans.
Okay, there you go. So you guys were that. That's where the name of that song comes from.
Mouthing off, you're 100% correct.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, you guys have a similar sound. Both of you guys are really, really talented. How does that affect you when you got somebody so cool that's so major in the industry? You know, how does that affect you anyway?
It's actually real good to me, but, you know, it's also based on my ego and how humble I can be.
Right.
Because, you know, Chris is a very smart dude, and he's very successful right now. So then, you know, with me, you know, we both Virgos.
Okay.
But then, you know, well, we both perfectionists. And we both hard workers.
Yeah.
And we both just are intelligent and idiots at the same time. But with him, you know, just being on the forefront the way he is, it provided me, you know, I just have that, you know, it's like, it's just having, like, I feel like I got a friend in the mafia. Kind of,
right, right.
Where it's like, you know, I can do what I need to do, and, you know, if things go bad, or if I, you know, need to make that phone call, I got that mafia member I can call and be like, hey, man, do you know somebody in, you know, Anchorage, Alaska or something? Oh, yeah, you know, I got people out there. Or, you know, it's like, hey, man, I need to get such and such done real quick before the deadline. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, no problem. I got you.
That's great. Now, I'm sure people be hating on that idea that you got somebody like that, you know, but you also seem to be working from the ground up as well, putting that effort and that hard work in, man. What advice do you have to up-and-coming artists that are looking for that so-called imaginary deal, you know?
Man, the imaginary deals, the good, you know, days of Star Search, that might be over with. You know, they don't really just offer, you know, artist deals no more. It's like, you might as well, you know, get your own company, get Dak Franken, go out there, create your buzz, create your fan base.
Yeah.
You know, have pretty much everything already set up for yourself.
Yeah.
And then have a major label or another company or entity kind of merge with yours to help you do what you've already been doing. Because, you know, a lot of artists, you know, get signed to various labels and, you know, they get shelved or stocked on the shelf for extended periods of time. And then, you know, you start complaining and you're mad. But the only problem is a label assigns somebody based off the potential they think you have. But if they don't exactly know how to bring that potential out of you, then it's just like you're sitting on hold waiting. But if you already, you know, got access to have your potential on display, if you already, you know, doing shows, you already, you know, putting yourself out there, you know, the way you need to be, it makes it easier for them to tag along and just help you continue what you're doing. So that's why I just, you know, I ain't really been a big coattail rider, Chris. I kind of wanted to observe him, learn from the business, you know, get in where I fit in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, establish an identity that existed outside of him. So anytime somebody called on me to do something, it wouldn't be, hey, could you bring Chris to me?
That's very smart, because I was wondering about that, you know. I'm sure it's a very complicated situation, but it's all good, man. You guys are making great music. That one track, Payback, that's a remix with Gwen Stefani, and your boy. Came in firing pretty hard on that one, man. And, you know, when you go to the studio, do you have all these ideas already in your head, or they're just something that you've been thinking about for a while, or spontaneous, or what?
Little of everything.
Yeah.
when it comes to music or beats in particular, I like for the beat to talk to me.
Okay.
The beat will always tell me what I need to say over it or how I should say it. And then, you know, with that situation, the hook was already on the song.
Right,
but then
right.
It was just, you know, it was like a cakewalk. I just had to just get in a luxurious state of mind.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, but you know, that's like the remix hold on. That was the original before she did the one with Slim Thug.
Really? Well, the one with Slim Thug, man, I didn't like it until I heard Jaws. And, you know, so I've heard different remixes and everything. Just like with that Boss remix, you know what I'm saying? I had that before. It was on video and everything. I was playing around Ohio, and they like, they people was jamming to it. So when it came out, I'm like, man, which four eyes at, man?
Yeah.
Now those decisions that you really have no control over.
Oh yeah, never have no control over. In most cases, I let you know a little secret.
Yeah.
You know, one of the parts of me doing the remixes and, you know, being around key influences in the music industry is I'll be privy to information that somebody else might not get till a month later.
Right.
So then, you know, like, I'll jump on a remix of this song because I know it ain't going to be out, or we might be the first people with it, or something else that might be under the radar. I'll put a verse on it to create buzz for the song, but also bring notoriety to myself.
Right.
So, like, I've done that with a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will hear the song, and when I'm not on it, you know, they'll be upset, which is kind of the look I was going for, but I was never meant to be on half of these songs.
Right.
I just did, you know, the same way 50 got on. When 50 was remixing everybody, so it didn't matter. Shania Twain records, like, you know, 50 was jumping on everything, so I kind of took after him and was like, you know what, that's a good way to get people, you know, wondering, you know, what's what and who's who.
Definitely, man, now. My opinion, you built up a solid, you know, rap identity or a lyrical identity image. You know, when you listen to people's music, what makes a good MC to you, and what makes a bad MC as well?
Man, now see, being from Chicago, man, I listened to everything when I was growing up, man. You know, MCA, Spice One. I'm a West Coast alcoholic exhibit, and you know, I'm an East Coast cat all day. Mm-hmm. I love Wu-Tang, I love Gangsta, you know, I love, man, KRS-One, and then even down on the southern end of thing, you know, with Goody Mob, Outkast.
Yeah.
Even before then, I was a Luke Skywalker fan. just realizing that everybody's got something different to say,
yeah.
It all comes down to how creative are you going to say it, or, you know, what's going to make other people sing it.
Right.
And since I'm intelligent and idiot, I can listen to smart stuff and dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Some people are just idiots. They can only listen to dumb stuff.
Right.
And then some people are just so smart and claim to be so intellectual that they can only listen to the smart stuff.
Yeah.
So then, really, that's why I jump in. I like my metaphors. I like, you know, if I can make reference to something that you're familiar with,
yeah,
or, you know, say something that you'll be able to identify with, even if you, you know, even if you're not that smart, or even if you're not really trying to think, you'll hear something and you'll be like, oh, wow, like, he's talking about such and such. I didn't even know that. And then it'll kind of grab your attention. I like to go for the jugular and kind of grab you by the throat and make you pay attention real quick. Then I let your throat go, let you breathe. Then I might grab it again, and we'll go through a series of that for like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, man. So I think I heard a song with you and was it Talib? Oh, dude from Cincinnati. Kweli.
Talib.
Yeah,
Talib Kweli.
Yeah, that was ridiculous, man. I don't even.
Man down.
Hello.
Man down. All right.
I'm with it though. You can go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that was really, I did a best of the best mixtape.
Yeah.
That was really Chris's idea. And, Chris, the one that really hooked me up with Talib.
Okay.
And, you know, Talib jumped on the verse and, like, sent it to me, like, immediately.
Really?
That's what, you know, I was honored because, you know, I really. You know, Talib is like my type of dude. I like what he stands for. I like how he carries himself. I like what he talks about. So then, you know, I jumped on that like ASAP.
Definitely.
And I was just trying to be as just trying to be as lyrical as he was. Like he did like a good 24 bars. I was like, man, I'm gonna let him do a 16. But like I was honored, and that was like, as a privilege, because you know, a lot of songs I'm on with people, I might have not been in the studio with them, or like they might not have even known that I jumped on the song. But in that case, you know, I was on the phone with him. He was like, "Yo, I'm picking this beat." He's like, I was like, "Cool." He's like, "Cool, I'm gonna send it down." He's like, "Let me know when you get it." I was like, "Cool." So that was like a really good experience overall.
That's what's up now. Considering that you're deep into the game, got your hands in many things, man, what's been the hardest thing so far in your career?
Man, the hardest thing so far in my career, I would say, is probably trying to separate myself from Ludacris or Disturbing the Peace.
So y'all, you guys are that tight, I mean, to where it's that much of a strain, huh?
Well, I mean, yeah, we're that tight. You know, we'll always, anytime there's something going on, I always try and be there. You know, I eat dinner over his house.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, birthday parties. It's like, we still super tight. And then, you know, we're being, you know, my first outlet to the game was being on Luda's first two albums.
Right. Because, yeah, what I heard about you, I didn't know, I wasn't familiar with you until I started playing you, but, I was telling people about you because they were like, "Yeah, who's that?" I'm like, "Let's do Four Eyes." I'm like, "That's Ludacris' boy," because they were familiar with you on his first albums and stuff, which I had missed. But you know, you got a pretty good fan base. Everybody seemed to be real supportive of you. What would you tell your fans?
Man, just thank you, number one, and man, just keep looking out for your boy, because I ain't went nowhere. I'm still on the way.
Right.
You know, like with me making such an impact that I did on Chris's first two albums, just on, you know, the little beatbox songs.
Yeah.
A lot of people were expecting me to come out on Disturbing the Peace, and when I wasn't, it was like I was having to undo a lot of stuff that was done, as far as, you know, because I was yelling Disturbing the Peace for a nice long time, and then when I wasn't coming out on Disturbing the Peace, it's like, okay, I got
mixed messages or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of mixed messages. But then it was like, okay, let me start repping for me and repping, you know, for Solar Sausage, because, you know, I could depend on that. I could depend on, you know, how far I was gonna get based off my own off my own determination, as opposed to, you know, hoping and waiting maybe that, you know, they would see the economic value in having an artist like myself into the game, waiting for them to put me in the game. I just had to put myself in the game.
Definitely, man.
But then, you know, we holler at them DJs, they want to know, hey, what, you got the song with Ludacris? Or hey, if we sign you to this label, can we get Ludacris on something? Like, look, like, I'm cool with him, it's my guy, of course he'll make an appearance somewhere, but like, why does that have to be the main focus of the demonstration?
They should realize that, man. It's hard. I don't know, why don't you give me your what's that called, your website again, just so they know.
The website is foreyes.com. That's the number 4ize.com.
Yeah. Now, let's see, when it comes to the female MCs out here, what's your opinion about them right now?
Oh man, it's and it's funny, because I just heard a female rapper that she got a nice flow.
Really?
She really sounds good, and her subject matter is
Can you
good.
Say her name?
Her name is Fiona Simone.
Okay.
She's down here in, I don't know where she's from, but I know she's down here in Atlanta right now.
Okay.
But, you know, when BET had the Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta, there was not like one female category.
Right, man.
You know, it's like right now, females in hip hop have been reduced to video whores or, you know, just like video vixens or something. And it's like, there is no more Moni Love, no more Queen Latifah, no more Salt and Peppers. And it's just like, man, it almost seems like it ain't no Lil' Kims and Foxy Brown no more. They still here. but it's like, I don't know, man. It's just the role that women play right now, unless they do the same thing that, you know, most men are doing, you know, they have to be their own CEOs. They have to be their own marketing, promotion representatives and executives. They have to make decisions that's going to really put themselves, you know, out there on the forefront and be, you know, and be doing it. Like, like I would say, like, Guapale is a good R&B, like, independent female.
Yeah.
And but she's doing it in R&B. Ain't no female rapper.
That's how you say her name?
Guapale, yeah.
I was trying to figure out, I was thinking like Go Apple or something, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. But it's cool because once you see it, it'll stick out in your mind.
Right.
You couldn't pronounce it.
Exactly.
But then you always want to know how to pronounce
that's
it.
That's why, yeah, that's exactly right, man. Now, you got a contest coming that you're working on right now, right?
Oh,
yeah. Mixtape contest?
Yes. The premise on the contest was, you know, I wouldn't be where I'm at if I didn't know Ludacris.
Right.
But, you know, that's based off a relationship that we had before we even started rapping.
Right.
So then, upon coming down here and seeing how, you know, everything is all about who you know.
Yeah.
So then, I wanted to create a situation that would help me to know other up-and-coming artists and give them a chance to know me. So, you know, maybe if they in, you know, Arkansas mm-hmm. or North Dakota or something,
yeah.
you know, to be saying, yeah, you know, I got a song with Four Eyes from the Luda album.
Oh, yeah.
It would help them get a little bit further in their region, you know, just as it helped me, you know what I'm saying, that I rap with Luda. So I was just trying to create a situation where a lot of artists or up and coming, if they were really serious, they could register for the contest.
Right.
In which, you know, we would, I was only taking 50 songs. I was going to put a verse on all 50 songs.
Oh, okay.
And then we would pick the top 10 out of the 50.
Really?
And then, wow. Yeah, and then the top 10 song would get put on a mixtape, you know, that we did some promotion for, passed them out in various regions and
yeah.
areas. But then even the top 10 would be narrowed down to a top 3. And I was going to have, you know, all the people on MySpace, you know, check out the songs and kind of vote for which song they like the best.
Yeah, man. That'd be great. That'd be great. Now, who helps you with all the web design and all that stuff?
Oh, man, that's Jimmy the Webmaster, Big Jimmy.
Okay, yeah.
He pretty much, if I'm not on the MySpace running it, he's on the MySpace running.
He's with SSP?
Yes, sir.
Cool, man. Now, I want to know if you got any shout outs. You want to give anybody shout outs?
Oh, man. Let's see. Yeah, I mean, I always got a shout out, you know, Solar Sausage Production Navy SEAL team.
Yeah.
That's, you know, Big Al, Mike Street, Willie D. Williams, DJ Scorpio.
You said Willie D. Williams?
Yeah, I got a lot of ignorant folks. Morgan the Mexican.
Yeah.
Let's see. With Jay Igloo. You know, my brother number 2 in the Smokey Oak, he back in Chicago.
Okay.
MP the Wizard in Alabama. Man, shout out Epidemic TV. But, you know, Crunk Energy Drink. But it's a lot of
Crunk Energy Drink, you say?
Crunk Energy Drink, yes, sir.
Is that something that you guys developed?
No, that's actually Little John's Energy Drink.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's what I thought.
And, you know, my DJ Scorpio and my manager Big Al, they both work for Crunk Energy Drink.
Okay.
So, you know, we partner up with them and do a lot of outings, you know, when they sponsor events, you know, we're right there, you know, with a handful of CDs, you know, kind of, you know, piggybacking off the fact that it's going to be so many people from the music industry, you know, in it. Because, you know, Red Bull is an energy drink, but it's not an energy drink based off of the hip-hop community. It's not Red Bull is not a word of the culture. Crunk is a word of the hip-hop culture, so it ties into the music business a lot faster than a lot of other these, you know, the Throttle and the Monster.
I want to know my last major question is, if you could change something about the industry, what would it be, if anything at all?
Man, if I could change anything about the industry,
yeah, or people that work for the industry, or fans, something about the fans or radio stations or anything.
Well, this might be a bad thing for me to say. I don't like the illusion.
Yeah.
Like, people think just because somebody's in a rap video or because they might have a video that they might be rich or that they could sign somebody or put somebody in a better position.
Yeah.
And it's not like that. I realize that it's not so much as an illusion as it is just lack of knowledge and information.
Oh, okay. Ignorance in a way.
Yeah. I want to enlighten people to what's really going on in the game or how to really operate and function so that when they do decide to get in it or involved and they structure their situation, that it won't be based off an imaginary system that, you know, that they thought, you know, existed, because it's not like that. You know, people, I mean, people hand out CDs all the time, and it's like, you know, what separates any one artist from any other artist? Like, yeah. People don't really go out and grind and do the work they need to. Everybody really just wants to be discovered and live the life, but they don't really know the work that it takes to get in and really be respected or even valued as an entertainer or an artist. So I'm just here to let folks know that, man, you could, you know, the same way back in the day, it was a lot of famous singers that were popular, but they might not have been the most attractive.
Yeah.
You know, you had your Barry White, you had your Isaac Hayes, you had your James Brown,
yeah.
You had your Aretha Franklin. It's like now all the singers and artists that's coming out, they all extra beautiful, but right. They don't really have no talent.
Process people, it's like
It's like they're selling these clones to the music industry. And then all the youth is coming up trying to identify with these clones. And then it's like people are not really being themselves. They're being a manufactured, artificial person that's been plugged into the television thing.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. Really crazy, man. It's unfortunate it's got to be this way. But, you know, I think you guys got it to make it happen. So, you know, we just congratulate you for the success you've had and hope that it keeps going. And your music is so hot that, you know, we can't really not promote it to the fullest extent that we can, at least.
Thank you, brother.
We're going to put some links on our website, you know, graphic links, and definitely get it out there as those my own, at least effort-wise. We just really appreciate it, man. You know, you've been supporting us, even though you didn't really know who we were or weren't anything like that.
I have a saying. It's called, you fucks with me, I fucks with you. and brother, I appreciate you just staying on me, because this has been an interview in the making for a hot little minute. If most people would realize that if you got an opportunity coming up to properly prepare yourself for it, it's like, you know, you got one of them little teams that ain't really ranked and they're about to play Duke or North Carolina or something. Yeah. So just don't go out there and get on the court. Actually study some tape and go on and get out there and take it to these boys so you got a chance to win. I like that. That's what everybody needs to be on.
Got that right, man. That's how I've been taught, and trying to get to the top, and there's no other way really to do it, because I ain't born into fame, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good.
Well, we all together, man. Just make sure if you need anything from me or my team on my behalf, we're going to get it cracking for you, brother.
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm going to hit you up. I don't really know of MC stuff with you, honestly. So, you know, definitely.
Thank you, brother.
I'm serious, man. I'm just keeping it real, because, like, I listen to a lot of music over throughout the world and, you know, different continents and stuff.
That's because of the...
Go ahead.
That's the influence, you know, the same way. When we sent the Dream Team and whatnot to Barcelona, you know that we was killing them. But now we try to send the Olympic team over there, and like Yugoslavia's killing us.
Yeah,
that's because they done studied and did their research. They catching up. So you just give them a couple more years, and they're gonna be whooping their ass.
Yeah, man, I feel you.
Hey, well, you got all my direct connects, man. You know you got access to the greatness. So you holler at your boy, man. I'm hooking you up.
No doubt. This your This your cell phone number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. I want to make sure. And I'll be hitting you up real soon, man.
Cool, man. I'll be looking for it.
All right, you take it easy. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate you, man. Have a good one.
No doubt. You too.
Peace.
All right.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.